यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सच्छ्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद श्रीलेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सच्छ्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की श्री मायापुर जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की श्री वृंदे देवी तुलसी महारानी की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज all glories all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 23rd chapter, 11th verse. Jnatayo jagruha kinchit, kinchit dasyava uddhava, daivatah kalatah kinchit. Brahma Brandhur Nrupartiva Jnatyo Jagruha Kinche Kinchit Dasyeva Uttava Daivatah Kalatah Kinche Brahma Brandhur Nrupartiva Matajis. Translation. Some of the wealth of this so-called Brahmana was taken away by his relative, my dear Uddhav, some by the thieves, some by the whims of providence, and some by effect of time, some by ordinary men, and some by government authorities, purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It appears that even though the so-called Brahmana was determined not to spend his money, his wife and other relatives managed to squeeze out a portion. According to Sridhar Swami, providence here refers to fires in the home and other types of occasional misfortune. Effects of time here refers to destruction of agricultural crops, all through seasonal irregularities and other such occurrences. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out that one should not merely proclaim oneself to be a Brahmana, but should actually understand one's original identity as a servant of Lord. One declaring himself to be a Brahmana but maintaining a materialistic mentality is not a real Brahmana, but rather a Brahma Bandhu or so-called Brahmana. Humble devotees of Lord Vishnu, following the indications of Vedic scriptures, refer themselves as unfortunate and unable to understand the kingdom of God. They do not proudly proclaim themselves to be Brahmanas. Those who are wise, however, know that such humble devotees are actually Brahmanas and whose hearts are cleansed by pure mode of goodness. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovrishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamitinam. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishay Shunyavadi Pashadeshwatade. Hare Krishna. So, thank you for giving me this opportunity in this holy month of Kartik, the last day, to speak something about the pastimes going on here. This chapter talks about the story of Avanti Brahmin, and therefore in the translation it is mentioned so-called Brahmin, because he was not following the Brahminical principles properly, and therefore so-called Brahmins, the word is used. Because Brahmin has to be truthful. Many times we come to the temples, but we don't maintain the truthfulness. Like I was discussing with those devotees who manage this Dana Patra. Many times people have tendency that if that 10 rupee, 50 rupee note is torn, they have a tendency to put in the temple hundi. So they are safe. They have donated something and they have got rid of that note which they were carrying also.
So that is not truthfulness. Like there is story of a man who was who saw the aarti plate coming, and you know in aarti plate everybody puts money. So he had that 10 rupee note from long time which he was carrying. So he thought that, you know, that 10 rupee note, now that aarti plate is coming. So he took out the 10 rupee note and put in the aarti plate and felt relieved that 10 rupee note has gone from me to the temple. Now the temple has to decide what is to be done. As he did this, the person, elderly uncle standing behind him, he brought before his face a 2000 rupee note. And he was like kind of amazed seeing his devotion. So he put that 2000 rupee note in that Artika thali also. And you know then what happens? Afterwards, when the aarti is over, everybody is at the shoe stand and they are discussing. He sees that uncle and he says, "Uncle, your devotion is great. 2000 rupees. I was putting 10, you put 2000 rupees. He said, "Actually, when you are taking out the 10 rupee note, that 2000 note fell from your pocket. So I was giving it to you, but you put it in the hundi. So your devotion is great." So sometimes we feel we can cheat the Lord. But Lord has His own ways of, you know, extracting from us what He wants. This happens in marriages also. Whenever we go to the marriages, we get a good, nice meal. Irrespective of whether we give something in an envelope to the newly married couple or not. Okay. So once in one marriage, everybody, after meeting the newly married couple, as they were going to the dining area, everybody was showing something on the mobile and then entering. So one man was amazed. He said, "Wow, this new technology has come in." So he asked at the reception there, going inside, he said, "What is this? Everybody showing mobile." He said, "When you give the gift there to the couple, you get a OTP. And that OTP has to be shown here and then you get the entry." Now the reason I am telling you this is compare this situation to our government and public setup. Most of the public, they don't pay taxes, but they want the benefits. And they are like those people who, you know, Proji, that chanting noise is coming to me. Sorry. Kuthun yethe? So, what is happening is, we going for a marriage, we may or may not give the gift, but then that is like we may or may not like to pay the tax, but we want all the facilities of the government, right? We want good facility from the government. So this is like going to a marriage, not giving anything to the couple and eating sumptuously. These are the people who exploit the government resources. This story of Avanti Brahmin and this specific section where Krishna is talking to Uddhava about the Avanti Brahmin, this song became the Bhikshu Gita, because Avanti Brahmin he learned a lot and lots of lessons from the experience he went through. Because initially, what had happened is, his friends, when he had wealth, everybody was there with him. And when he lost all the wealth, people were making jokes of him. And when he was to eat, people used to, you know, contaminate his plate. And then after all that, going through all of this, he spoke some very nice verses about the nature of the world. And that is called as Bhikshu Gita. So we have this Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken by Krishna. Then we have Uddhava Gita. And again, in the part of that Uddhav Gita, here comes the Bhikshu Gita. Of course, when we talk about the beggars, beggars today are not so humble as they were before. Once one wife, housewife, her husband comes back and she said, that beggar who sits below our apartment, you know, yesterday I gave him food and today he came to me and he told me, yesterday you gave me food, so I also want to give you something. So he gave me a book. She said, what book? How to cook. So this is how the beggars also outsmart the donors nowadays. So here in the translation, it is said that his wealth was taken away by the relatives. Now relatives are not thieves. But moment we get lot of property, the relatives become friends. Suddenly they become friends. And actually in the garb of the thieves they become friends. In the material world also we see these odd couples where elderly female or marrying a young boy. So that young boy is not in love with her, more with love with the wealth. Or a young girl marrying a elderly male. In India, or in general when we talk about the thieves, India is the most challenging place to even loot somebody. Because people keep money at such odd places. You know, it will be below the, between the first and the second gaddi of the this thing. Okay, at places where we cannot imagine also. This is all, because thieves keep on searching the whole night and they don't find anything. At foreign places it is clear, it's in the cupboard, the cash is kept here. In medically, when we talk, teach the anatomy of the pharynx, in the pharynx we have a fossa over here, which is called as a smuggler's fossa. Officially it is called smuggler's fossa. Because all of you, at some point of time in your life, something must have stuck in the throat. It happens that something gets stuck and then we don't feel good and then we eat bananas and this. Those who eat non-veg, the bone typically gets stuck up here. So because there is a gap over here called as fossa, which is officially now called smuggler's fossa, because so much smuggling has been taken place through that. So thieves, they, you know, hide gold and diamonds over here. So somebody in the other country, there is a ENT surgeon. So it's not smuggler's fossa, it's a smuggler's ENT surgeon fossa, because there is a ENT surgeon who helps to keep it here, and a ENT surgeon in Mumbai will remove it. Then there are people who eat this gold tablets. So that is safest, you know, eating gold tablets. Because what happens is, they may check everything, but nobody is going to check into your abdomen. So eat gold tablets. But then what they are told, not to drink any water. Because all that coating gets dissolved and then there will be problems. So then typically those who are carrying something inside the body, no, they avoid drinking water, they avoid, you know, doing anything. So that's how the air hostess crew and the airplane crew, they taught. If somebody is refusing water, feeling thirsty, refusing water, then they report to the CBI and CID that there is something fishy here. That person is feeling thirsty, not drinking water. Of course, how they procure the gold after putting through the stomach and it passes is a different story altogether. But in general, my experience about thieves here, because some property of this Brahmana was taken away by the thieves, I am just sharing some of my experience with the thieves. Actually, I found the thieves very emotionless. They don't think about the person. Like once I was going for Rath Yatra, with taking my daughter to Ghatkopar. And at Shivdi station, I took some, groundnuts for her, and I was managing her. And then after taking that, I put my wallet in my haversack. The moment I sat in the train, I saw that my haversack chain was open and my wallet was not there. All my credit cards, all my money was gone. So basically somebody was observing me that this fellow is with full concentration, his full concentration is on his daughter. And they took advantage of this because I didn't want to lose my focus. So I was just, you know, fully concentrating on my daughter. And he realized that this fellow will not even realize if his wallet is taken. So this is how they are. Once I got down at Dadar station and I stay in Parel. For us who stay close to Dadar, it's such a punishment, you know, getting down at Dadar because with no taxi wala entertains us. Everybody will say, go, aage jao, aage jao, aage jao. We doctors at KM sometimes get so burnt out because of this phenomenon. Now we feel that if any point, because they are always interested in going to Borivali and Thana and Panvel, they are not interested from going from Dadar to Parel. So we all doctors, we have resolved that if we find this taxi wala with this billa coming to our OPD, and we'll tell him, go to Borivali hospital. Good hospital is available at Borivali. Or go to Thana, go to Panvel. Because we are so irritated by them. So then, you know, I was sitting there. And then this somebody came to this taxi wala before he started the taxi. He said, mujhe 500 rupees dena. And then he took out money. Are, I have only 470 rupees. And then he asked, sir, aapke paas 500 rupees hai? And I said, yeah, I have. So because he said, aapka 30 rupees ho jayega, so aap isko 500 de do. So I gave that 500 note. In 1 second he gave it back to me. He said, sir, aapne 100 ka diya. And then I was thinking, I was confident I had given 500, but he so confidently gave it back to me, and it, the car was dimly lit, and then I thought maybe I gave 100 rupee note. And when I came home, I realized that I had lost my 400 rupees there. So they don't think this person is coming here from, you know, just got down from the train. He may be having some financial problems and all. One of my counselees, whenever they come to our council meetings, so they purchase their medicines from KM hospital because a lot of medical stores are there. So she was sharing with me that one female who was standing next to her was putting her hand in her purse and she caught her. She said, aap mere purse mein haath dal rahe. And you know what she replied, achcha, ye aapka purse hai kya? Sorry, sorry, mujhe laga mera purse hai. Now, itna misjudge koi karta hai, guys, that you put some, it's like some, you put hand in somebody's pocket and say, oh, your pocket, sorry, I thought it is my pocket. And then they, you know, try to be innocent. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to give this nice analogy of a wallet fallen on the road. So Prabhupada used to say that a person may look at it and say, I don't have to do anything, we'll do and walk. So these are the false renunciants. They don't want to do anything with this. This world or the opulences of the world. And then somebody who may see the wallet, pick it up and walk away. So these are the peoples who, you know, are thieves. They steal. And the third category Prabhupada talks about is the devotees who see the wallet and then they return it to the person whom it belongs to. Once thief went into house, now randomly, and that man got up. Moment he got up, he took out his pistol and he said, give me all your money. Give me all your money. So that man said, you don't know who I am. You may do this to me, but you don't know I am a politician. He said, okay, give me my money back. You know, because what they have is most of our money, and all of us know what political drama is going on right now in the state. Now, think that when we look at, why I am told you this story, that the thief telling the politician, give me back my money. Krishna is also called as a butter thief. And everything is Krishna's property. So actually Krishna is talking to us that give me. And when we are somebody kind of does a theft with us or steals something away from us, we feel bad. So imagine how Krishna must be feeling. Millions and billions of living entities, 24 hours stealing his property and using it for their own sense gratification. The next thing, it's the purport, the translation says that some of his wealth was stolen away by thieves and some by providence, by winds of providence. Now, providence is something very difficult for us to understand. Rather, what is difficult for us to understand, we say it is the will of the providence. And here, in this specific translation, they have not written will of providence. They have written whims of providence. Actually, the word whims we use for whims and fancies. That's how we use the word whims. Whims means whatever by the free will people want to do. The ideal word is will of providence, but actually it is whim of providence. Because that's what a perception of a ordinary living entity is. He feels it is whims of providence. And it's very difficult to understand. Like even in Mahabharata, at the end of Mahabharata, all of us, you know, somewhere we feel that, okay, the war was over, but Abhimanyu should not have been killed, you know, 16-year-old boy. But that's where the whims of providence comes in. It's very difficult for us to understand. Now, Draupadi's 5 sons getting killed. So difficult to understand. Now, I have a son, and even if he falls sick, he gets fever, whole day I am disturbed. Or he gets some diarrhea or vomiting. And the whole house is disturbed rather. Now here is Draupadi, not that her 5 sons fell sick, they were killed. And in presence of Krishna who had assured protection, so it's very difficult. Rather Krishna chooses great devotees like Subhadra and great devotees like Draupadi only to go through such a test. Even in this country of India, every Indian continuously keeps on feeling that why my country's heritage was destroyed. You know, whenever we read about our country's heritage, that there were gold-studded walls and there were so many diamonds outside the kingdom wall, that those many diamonds were not even there in the whole British country or everything. And we keep on thinking that why Prithviraj Chauhan was defeated and why Shivaji Maharaj, who was building a Swaraj, and that also attempt, you know, he was also kind of, there is always a mystery around his death. And after his, again the Swaraj collapse, and why the Panipat war, where Marathas had won the whole India, and that one war they lost, and Mughals, you know, then they ruled thereafter. So we keep on thinking that why? Even we had good prime ministers like Lal Bahadur Shastri, and then he was also killed at Tashkent. So again and again that thought comes to our mind. And once with all these doubts I went to one Srila Prabhupada disciple. And I said, why this Krishna says I want to protect Dharma, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about Bharat Bhumi. But when they were the supreme lords, they could have protected our country and their heritage. And he gave such a nice answer. He said, whatever happened in the history of the world in the last 1,000 years was just setting a platform for Srila Prabhupada to preach all over the world. And then I could relate to this answer that yes, probably that's how Indians, they learned English. Srila Prabhupada learned English. And then with that learning of English, he translated the Gita from Sanskrit to English. And that's how Bhagavad Gita has gone all over the world now. right? Without that it would not, if India would have remained a conservative country, there are many conservative countries in this world who don't learn English, they don't want to learn any other language. So unless these barriers would have been broken, it would have been very difficult. Even today we find a very, very strict Hindus or sometimes very strict Brahmins who are not able to give up their original culture and accept Krishna consciousness. Although Krishna consciousness is almost like the highest platform for devotional service, but because of that obstacle of ritualism, it becomes very difficult. But actually the Mughals and everyone, they came, the Britishers and all these invasions, they destroyed India's culture. One way, now we can wholeheartedly accept Krishna consciousness. So there is something stored, even if our culture is destroyed, whatever happens, this whole Hare Krishna explosion took place and the movement went everywhere. So I was talking about this whims of providence, and because of which Parikshit was the Abhimanyu was killed, Draupadi's sons were killed. Similarly in movies, it is by the whims of the film director. Now India people like to watch movies where there is a happy ending. At the end, the hero and heroine has to get married. Then they feel that it was a... Because what happens is, we are going through such a bad experience in this world. And to get relief from that, people go to see movie. And in that movie also, they see that hero, heroine is killed. And then they come out more depressed. They said, I was depressed, so I went to a movie. And that was more depressing. So they want to see happy ending. That is a natural tendency. But there were some movies where hero and heroine both were killed. You know, this famous movie Shole, where Amitabh Bachchan was killed. So still date people feel bad that no, they shouldn't. Or when we were small children, there was this famous couple, Raj Kapoor and Nargis. So every movie they used to get married and we used to be happy. Some movie, you know, Raj Kapoor died of cancer and we cried that this time he could not marry Nargis. And everybody comes home and we used to be depressed, not talking to each other. Because that time, you know, the story never came out before. First time media was not there, so first time you go and see. And then you come back home. Sometimes I remember people used to not talk for one day because they used to think that... And I was staying with my daughter for last 2-3 days where my wife had gone out. So she wanted to see one movie about some revolution in India. And when she saw the movie, at the end of the movie, all the heroes in the movie were killed who were revolting against the government. So then we saw the movie and she saw the movie, she slept. And 2 o'clock in the night she woke me up. Then she... And she had chanting bead bag in her hand. She said, I am feeling bad for those people, you know, and I chanting. So I said, how will I chant now? You woke me up at 2 o'clock, my chanting is gone for the day. So then, you know, I somehow pacified her, telling that no, everyone of all of them who are acting, they are very nice and merry, don't worry. It was just a movie, not a true story. But that affects us. Now Sridhar Swami in Providence, he refers to fires at home or any other occasional misfortune. Now India, we don't have concept of fire. Concept of fire is more in USA, because the whole country, because of this earthquakes, because of excessive cold and ice, snow that falls, they have wooden houses. So wooden house means moment one house is put on fire, the whole city is burned almost. Whole city is burned. And that's why in USA they have this fire alarms and smoke detectors. India, we cannot afford to have smoke detectors because we do aarti 3 times, 4 times, we do aarti only. So whenever we go to our relatives in USA, First thing he does is stops the smoke detectors, because he knows that we are going to take out agarbatti and the fire brigade is going to come if we just show agarbatti. Like we have this famous Chicago fire in the city of Chicago, this fire where some people were just gambling, and while gambling there was one lantern and somebody kicked in excitation the lantern. And then there was fire, and they didn't realize. They kept so much, they were engrossed in gambling. The whole city was burnt on one side of the river. That is the fire. Here, Sridhar Swami talks about occasional misfortune. An effect of time refers to destruction of agricultural crops through seasonal irregularities. That is what we are going through today. You know, the rains are not stopping. In Marathi we called it Ola Dushkar. That is what all the ministers are shouting nowadays, the MLAs, that declare state of Maharashtra is having Ola Dushkar, the wet famine, where because of excessive rain all the crops are gone again. In city of Pune, there was such horrible rains this time that they say that one person walking by the street singing some song, people caught him and hit him. So there was a joke regarding this. So he said, why did they hit him? Because he was singing this Marathi song, Yere Yere Pausa. Because people were so much bugged with the rain that they said, we don't want rain now. Now just stop this rain. The next category, so by will of providence, by effect of time, by thieves, by ordinary men. The property of the Avanti Brahmin was also taken by ordinary men. Now ordinary men, we feel ki they are not thieves. But you know, whenever the opportunity suddenly comes, everybody becomes a thief. Unless you are a devotee and following the principles. I'll tell you some of this evidence. Like in our hospital where I work, because we have 2000 bedded hospital, and so many relatives and poor people, they come, and every day we have thefts of mobiles of the relatives. Because they sleep in the corridor or they sleep next to the patient. Now whole day they are tired running around from here to here getting the reports, investigations. They keep the mobile maybe below the pillow, and every day mobiles are stolen. So people don't have emotions that here somebody's mother is sick, father is, you know, almost closer to death. And this one fellow is the point of contact for all the relatives about the health status. And they just steal the mobile. All of us know the Elphinstone Bridge tragedy that took place in 2017. So 22 bodies, actually 22 people died there only. And it was such a unfortunate incident that again this untimely rain, it happened in month of October or end of September, because that by then people stopped carrying umbrellas and suddenly the rain starts pouring in and people just don't want to get wet, you know. So they stood in the station, they came down the bridge and they stood there. Now 500 people get down from one local. Nobody goes out. Second local comes in, another 500 got, then they came on the bridge, but they saw that people are standing on the staircase. The next 500 came in 5 minutes. Like this, 4 or 5 trains came in and nobody left. So then obviously, like kind of lot of people stranded on the bridge and the staircase. And one female, she fell down. This was one day before Dussehra. And she was carrying flowers for the Dussehra Puja. and her flowers fell down. So she said, "Phool gir gaya." And then everybody heard, "Phool gir gaya." And then they started shouting, "Phool gir gaya, phool gir gaya, phool gir gaya." That whole noise and everybody started running. Nothing had happened. Khali phool gir gaya tha. Usme phool gir gaya karke 22 people got killed. Now what happens next is all those bodies were taken to a hospital. Now whenever bodies reach the hospital, the first thing which is done is we try to find the identity. So the doctors in that hospital, they tried to check. Of the 22 bodies, not a single body could be identified because wallets of all the 22 people were stolen. I'm talking about ordinary men. They are not thieves. Mobiles of all the 22 were stolen. And wallets of all the 22, not a single. So in that transit from where the bodies were lying at the station till it reached the hospital, mobile and wallet were stolen. And in that hospital, because it was an emergency, now what happens when 22 people die, the relatives will be coming to identify the body. So it's very painful to take all the 22 people to all the bodies, people to all the 22 bodies. So what they do is they click photos. Now it happened so suddenly that one person with a chalk, just a wet chalk, wrote numbers on the forehead, 1, 2, 3 and 22. Took photos, and this is how the protocol is. They are supposed to put batches here, but there were no batches available. So whatever was material was there, and then he on the computer screen was showing the relatives whose person is not traceable. They come to that counter, then he shows the 22 photographs and they say, "Yeah, 19 number is my father or brother." And this human rights people, they filed a case against that hospital. That how did you write 1 number, 2 number, 3 number on the forehead? And that fellow who wrote 1 number, 2 number, 3 was almost kind of arrested and taken to the court. So in the court he told that what you are talking about, 1 number, 2 number, firstly search about those who stole the wallet. You are not talking anything about that. All the 22 mobile phones stolen, all the 22 wallets stolen, and you are making me stand here. I identified the 22 bodies still and gave it back to the relatives. This is how the human rights people, they sometimes behave. I had been to this Yavatmal, where our Rohit Jaipuria, one devotee, was here. So then I went to his house and he took me to the center over there. And it was such a nice center, you know, everything, everywhere they had put cow dung. From the entry point, inside the whole temple there was cow dung. On the walls there was cow dung. First floor there was cow dung. So I was impressed. I said, "This is like almost like our eco village here." So I asked, how come you are doing this? Then he told me history of that building. He said, "Actually, one Mataji was staying here 20 years back and her husband died in this house. So she kind of felt that I don't want to live here because those memories remain. So she shifted to Nagpur, and in Nagpur she came in contact with ISKCON. She became a devotee. And then in Nagpur the devotees told her that in Yavatmal also they are preaching. So she thought that she has a bungalow in Yavatmal which she will donate to the ISKCON for free. So when she came back after 15-20 years, people, ordinary men, I am talking about ordinary men who were staying around, they took away everything. All the doors were taken away of that building. Forget about doors. They took the flooring also. All wires, all the switchboards, bulbs, tube lights. So when she came there, she saw that at first, she saw that the gate was also missing. The metal gate also people had taken. And she only felt ashamed that how can I give it to ISKCON now? Nothing was there, but of course the local center also needed it, and that's how cow dung came in, because all the flooring was stolen. Again, the last thing about this point of ordinary men, I'll talk about in our hospitals. You know, our doctors are seeing the patients and there is a lot of rush and they have to keep their mobiles. So, you know, they speak to the mobile, somebody in the ward is sick, they talk. Almost one mobile is stolen a week from of our doctors. Patients steal the mobile of the doctor. So this world has become such a horrible place. This kuch bharosa nahi ki, you are treating somebody and he sees an iPhone. The doctor is using iPhone. He said, jane do, whatever, whether I get treated or not, at least I'll get an iPhone here. So he gets the iPhone and walks away. This is how people in this world are. So they may seem to be ordinary, but the moment they get a chance to steal something, they steal. And the next point, and in this translation, this word, so-called Brahmana, is used. And in the Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, 42nd verse, Krishna talks about the qualities of the Brahmanas. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which Brahmanas work. So I'll just speak about this as the last component and I'll stop here. Although I had prepared something about Nimbarkar Acharya also, whom we should think about today and pray to him, because I think it is his appearance day. And it is Tulsi Vivaha. Although in ISKCON we don't do it, but traditionally at many homes, at least in Maharashtra, we set up actually like a marriage. We take the Gopal Krishna in the home outside and the marriage is done. Bhishma Panchak also ends today. Those actual Bhishma Panchak is done with only fruits and roots or panchagavya. But those who cannot do that, they continue their Ekadashi till Purnima. Of course, the Kartik ends today evening 6 o'clock. Only good thing is we can eat dosa from tomorrow. Otherwise, it's not a good moment. Now, about talking about this qualities of Brahmanas: peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. Now, I was sitting with this verse and I was just thinking, ki, how can I connect all these qualities? Or trying to find a connection, absolute mental speculation on my part. There is nothing that, see, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baldev Vidyabhushan, they understood what is there in Krishna's mind. So our level is not like that, but we can just think of. So I started with a reverse sequence, starting from religiousness to peacefulness. Peacefulness, Krishna has told first, because I think peacefulness attracts everybody, right? In this material world, you tell people to come to the temple, chant and all, people are not interested. You just say one line to them, you will feel peaceful. Oh, I'll feel peaceful, then I'll come. You tell them, go to Govardhan Eco Village, where you will understand how we are recycling and creating, you know, energy from the waste products. You tell them, you will feel peaceful. Oh, peaceful? Then they will travel 3 hours and go to Govardhan Eco Village. Why? Because peaceful. Because everybody wants peace. Everybody is, because continuously the mind is running, the senses are running here and there. And it's very difficult to control. But then, I am starting with the last point which Krishna spoke, religiousness. And from there, let's move on to peacefulness. How religiousness can take us to peacefulness. Because religiousness is the basic. Everything starts with that. If you are not religious, then there is no question that you may achieve peace at any point. So basic is religiousness. Because if you are religious, then you will come to the temple. Then you will sit down for the Bhagavatam. You may buy some books, Gita, and you may read those books. You can hear from Guru and Sadhu. So without religiousness, nothing is possible. Like simple at home, you can offer food to the Lord. That is religiousness. That happens in most of the home. Nowadays what happens is, you get Shrikhand or something and you start eating, the mother hits. Not that you have not offered to the Lord, they hit and said, you should have clicked the photo first and put it on the family group. Now family group means, nowadays joint families exist only on WhatsApp. There is no joint family and others. So there is this huge family group of 200 people, and then there you have to put that Shrikhand photograph that today we are having. Okay, but that, anyways, offering it, whatever food we have to the Lord is religiousness. So reading from Guru, Sadhu, reading the Shastras, hearing from Guru, Sadhu is religiousness. So I am going in the reverse sequence. So by that religiousness, by reading this Guru, Sadhu, we get knowledge. Because knowledge otherwise is not possible. You may just, hang around in this world and you cannot get spiritual knowledge. For that, you have to hear, you have to read. Once we get knowledge, we get wisdom, which was the third last point. So we get wisdom, wisdom of karma, how things work. We come to know the nature of the world. Then before wisdom is honesty. Now how wisdom can lead to honesty? Ki once we understand the whole process, that how Krishna has made everything perfect. Even somebody slaps me on the road without, I have not done anything to that person. I am walking on the road, somebody comes and slaps me. There is some karma involved. I may have done something to him. So then we become honest in our heart, that we understand that I am at fault for whatever is wrong is happening to me. Otherwise what happens is, dishonesty means something wrong happens in our life and we blame people. And in our heart we know that actually, that I happened to me because I went wrong like this. But we try to show to the world how innocent I was and how people are mistreating me. But by wisdom, we become honest. Now once we become honest, we become tolerant. We don't protest. We don't protest. So by tolerance, we get purified. Because tolerance is the way for purification. This urges from the senses will come. To enjoy, to eat, to see, to touch, to smell, to hear. We have to tolerate. People will mistreat us. So we will feel like leaving Krishna consciousness. We will feel like, giving up. But we have to tolerate. So in ISKCON we have this famous word, purification. People tell that, how are you? And then people say, purification chal raha hai aajkal. Purification chal raha hai means, lots of wrong things are happening. But then we should learn to tolerate it. There are two ways. One, we tolerate it and become purified, or we protest and walk out. We protest and we walk out. Then the purification stops then and there. So therefore the next point in the reverse sequence is purity. We become pure. Once we become pure, we don't want sense gratification. Now sense gratification is so difficult, somebody tells us stop sense gratification. That is the most painful thing. Chanting and all still we can manage, doing nicely, spaced out. But stopping sense gratification, you are seeing something in front of you. Once one very obese person, he goes to a doctor and says that, tell me some exercises for weight loss. So you know what doctor told? Yeah, moving the neck like this. He said, oh, that's all. He said, moving the neck like this when food comes in front of you. Then you know automatically you will lose weight because seeing no. Once in a staff room of a school, they found the school, the math teacher to be very slim. So they one day saw him eating dabba. And he was, you know, putting chapati in one dabba and eating. So they looked at what sabji he is eating, that he is not slim. So they saw the dabba. Dabba was empty. They said, what? So many, that's how you are slim, you are not having sabji. Where is your sabji? He said, I consider sabji as X. He's a maths teacher, na? So, he said, sabji I consider as X. Not there. Now, how purity leads to austerity? Purity, we don't want sense gratification. Now, austerity, there are two types. One, done with love. And once we become pure, we start doing the austerity with love. Currently, because we are not pure, austerity is painful for us. It's very painful to fast on some days, not to drink water on some days, fasting till noon becomes very difficult. And by austerity, we develop self-control, the second point which Krishna talks about. And once we develop self-control, automatically it leads to peacefulness. And that's how a devotee becomes peaceful, a brahmana becomes peaceful. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.